The Australian Open Tennis Championships ended over the weekend with two comebacks. Both the men's and women's winners were past champions who'd been through difficult times. Commentator John Feinstein joins us now. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Steve.
Serena Williams won her first major title in 18 months here.
She'd been through some very difficult times. Knee surgery is obviously tough, but far tougher than that was that her sister was murdered last fall in California, and she and her other sister, Venus, have obviously been through emotional trauma since then, and neither one had played very good tennis. And Serena came to Australia determined to prove that she was still a top player, even though she was only in the seventh seed. She came from way behind in the semifinals, saved match points to beat Maria Sharapova, the Wimbledon champion, and then came from behind in the final to beat Lindsay Davenport. So I would say she's back.
And what about Venus Williams?
She's not back. She lost in the fourth round to an unseeded Australian, and the question of whether she can rise back to the top of the game and join her sister again is still out there, but there's no doubt that Serena is a huge factor again.
So that's the women's side on the Australian Open. Now on the men's side, Murat Safin was the winner. He'd won the U.S. Open several years ago, hadn't been heard from since.
Well, pretty much. In 2000, he upset Pete Sampras in straight sets in the final. He was only 20 years old, and everybody said, this is the next great player. And Safin believed it and went off and became the next great partier for most of the next 2 years and dropped like a stone in the rankings, began fighting his way back. He did make the Australian Open final last year. He lost to Roger Federer, but this year he won a classic five-set semifinal from Federer. Remember, we talked about Federer a couple weeks ago as having a chance to win all four Grand Slams this year. Well, he's not going to do that because Safin beat him in a great match and then denied Leighton Hewitt, the Australian, the opportunity to be the first homegrown player from Australia to win the Australian Open, a man, since 1976. That string now continues.
Impressive string there. Now, of course, we focus generally on the singles at these tournaments, but they're mixed doubles as well. Martina Navratilova still playing.
Martina, she turned 48, Steve, in October, and she's still a good player. She's not just out there taking a stroll like some of the older golfers do. She made the semifinals in the mixed doubles, lost 8-6 in the third set, and it looks like she's going to play through the rest of this year and try to add a couple of doubles titles to her extraordinary record. And I think, especially on grass at Wimbledon, she might have a chance to add another title, which would make her the all-time winner at Wimbledon in titles.
So wrapping this up here, especially since Federer has been defeated, who feels like a dominant player in tennis to you right now?
Well, I think it's still Federer. I mean, it took an extraordinary performance, again, by Safin to beat him. Federer wiped out Andre Agassi, who was playing well in the quarterfinals. But I think the good news on the men's side, Steve, is that you have Federer, you have Andy Roddick, who lost in the semis, and now you have Safin and Hewitt all playing very good tennis. And the more rivalries you have in the sport, the better the game is, because it's a one-on-one game, and you need great rivalries. Maybe we'll see some this year.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Steve.
The comments of John Feinstein, his first young adult mystery novel called Last Shot, will be published next week.